Second hour of the Ocelli Effect begins on American Freedom Radio at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, which is the origin for the live show. Welcome to you, no matter how it is you've decided to encounter it, via your fondal slab of choice, your applicable application, whatever facility it may be. There's a lot of places this show goes to, some of which I don't know about, some authorized, and some not. Anyway, it is Wednesday night, and we had Albert Lanier, the veteran journalist who has recently retired, on the show in the first hour, and I think we started a conversation that's going to have to continue there, because journalism and the reporting of news is something a bit separate from what I do as a commentator. Now, when I report news, I try to get it as accurate as possible, but it's one of those things that we're going to wrestle with as citizen journalists without, oh, the resources and all of that to necessarily perform the standard practices and so on and so forth. But anyway, a discussion for another day. Sherry Wisdom joined me a little bit late, but she is with me. She's my co-host on Wednesdays, the host of Elemental Evolution, and resident witch on the show, who is the progenitor of the three-day rule. Sherry, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well, although I'm a little discombobulated today.
Just today?
Well, it's a little more extreme today.
I see.
As I say. Crazy, you know.
Oh. Okay, no, look, as long as you add the ER, I gotcha. We're good.
Because exactly, it's not it like... I have been off all day, and then finally at, like, I don't know, like 5 after 6, somebody says to me, no, it's Wednesday. I said, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, I was going to have an argument about it. Anyway, it's Wednesday. Well, surprise.
Yeah, surprise. And I did message you. Also with us is Daniel Lewis Crumpton, the mastermind behind downloadedcontent.com. Also, you can find Downloaded Content podcasts on YouTube and little short ones called Torrents, stuff like that. You guys also know that he's the author of a book called Then Came the Flood. Anyway, if you've listened to my show before, you've probably heard Daniel. How you doing tonight, sir?
I got a problem, man. My fondle slab of choice don't have Wi-Fi connection, baby.
Well, you know, that sounds like a personal issue, and I suggest you take it up with your doctor. now, we could go into a lot of different directions with you, but you said off the air in a quick comment, you said you had something a little special in mind. And I was wondering what that was, because it's a mystery to me as I bring you on the show tonight. Let's go. What's up in the DLC universe?
I do, man. And I'm so excited about it. And when I found out about it, I'm not going to, you know, disclose anybody's private information or anything. But when I found out about it through some local activists here in Georgia, who Georgia activists, dude, I just got so hyped up about it. Because you're in Georgia and you know that our legislature here and our laws here are a little Neanderthalish, specifically when it comes to cannabis, you know, marijuana and all that good stuff. You have them sitting on their hands while people in this state are suffering, and a lot of other states are suffering from a myriad of things. I mean, you can't turn around on any type of social media or the internet, period, without a new study coming out that cannabis, THC, and marijuana, whatever you want to call it, cures this, helps this, alleviates this. I mean, it is a miracle herb. It's a miracle plant. And prohibition of this plant has caused so much damage in this country. And has fueled a prison industrial complex to the point of it is modern day slavery, when you can go down to your local county jail and 99% of the young men specifically, but I'm sure it's, you know, they don't put me in the chick's wing, so what are you going to do, are there because of possession of a flower, okay? So we know the problems there, and we know anybody who has PTSD or anxiety or depression or substance abuse problems, it takes Big Pharma's, quote, solutions and just shoves it into the damn dirt, and there's no denying it, okay? So the problem here in Georgia and 22 other states is if you get caught with it, you know, you get arrested, you get thrown in jail, you get fined, and there's a stigma, right? So because I do have post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of, you know, life and insomnia, which, you know, you can testify to, I found out about a company called Canisense. Have you guys heard of Canisense?
I can't say that I have. I will tell you that when it comes to PTSD in specifically, that my own personal experience is that I went through the gamut of big pharmaceutical stuff, and the only thing that allowed me to begin to get a handle on what was troubling me with that I don't know whether to call it a disorder, a condition, I'm not sure, but whatever it is you want to call it, the only thing that actually did assist was the use of cannabis. Now, of course, I wasn't acquiring it as medicine per se, but that was the side effect, if you will, that it actually allowed me the ability to calm my nerves enough so that I could begin to do some of the real psychological work.
Yeah.
That was required to get a natural hand on it. And you know that I'm not somebody who partakes of this very often. It's not something that I utilize constantly, but I don't object to anybody else who does or sees the need for it or decides that they medicate themselves for stuff like this. And truthfully, I don't think any drug prohibition makes any kind of sense. But as you so aptly mentioned, when it comes to the prison industrial complex, this is a self-fulfilling prophecy that continues to ring cash registers all over the country and make sure that people that are employed by the private prison industry, because that's the truth about your prisons, the private prison industry, it keeps the cash cow, you know, chewing its cud, doesn't it? So outside of that, I don't see a reason for this. And plus, you know, again, I can't think of anything else that's ever been called a drug that I couldn't find somebody overdosing on outside of cannabis, really.
Know just as well as I do that there's been zero deaths in the history of Homo sapiens attributed to cannabis. I mean, so,
directly, right.
I mean, yeah, we all know that it's the whole prohibition thing regarding cannabis specifically is just stupid. It's just stupid, and it's causing a lot of harm. And whenever you see kids with autism or people having seizures, and you know that access to this plant can make their lives better, it's a crime that states are still putting people in jail or fining them or restricting access.
And it's not even necessarily for the THC when it comes to these kids. Some of them can use the THC, but they don't even necessarily need the strains that have high concentrations of THC in them, okay? The CBD works pretty well, okay, for some of these disorders, and even that is disallowed because of its contents in a lot of places. You can't get this as a medicine, even if it's not something, you know, because a lot of people go, oh, you guys just want to get high, you know. Sometimes I do, but that's not the push here. The thing is that something that seems way less harmful than that which is absolutely endorsed by and pushed by our government, the large corporations, and all of their subsidiary basket of friends, okay, that benefit from it, is perfectly acceptable, even though these things are literally killing people on a daily basis and have literally been responsible for more deaths than all of the wars that this country has participated in, okay? When you combine them, if you take a look at the deaths from misadventures from standard pharmaceuticals, I mean, I challenge anybody to defeat what I'm saying here. Standard pharmaceuticals by manufacturers in this country have killed more people, okay, than all of our wars combined.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot to add to this because living in Colorado, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of people misjudged is that we had a huge influx come into Denver, and it affected the economy in a lot of negative ways. But here's the kicker. It wasn't the pot that brought it all in. This is Denver. This is Colorado. This is where NORAD is. This is where the underground airports, tunnels, all of the things that they've been doing are happening. And they have moved in almost 200 or 2 million military in the last 5 years. So the huge growth was only about, I'd say about maybe 500,000, which half left as soon as it started becoming legal in other states because the cost of living rose so incredibly high. And I'm not just making this up. I mean, I have inside sources. There's actual military people that I've been in contact with. They're telling me, like, they are moving them here in the masses and have been for a long period of time. They're selling properties all over the place, buying these extravagant homes here, and the military is matching them. So whatever they spend, they only have to spend half, and then the military is paying the rest to get them all here. For what? Right? So it's like they've used this medical marijuana, the pot thing. They're still using it. They've made it legal, and this is my fear. And they've made it as like a distraction to see these influxes into Colorado. Now it's starting to open up in other places. Now I'm afraid is when they're going to start to shut it down because they've done what they tried to do with the distraction. And so this is where we all really have to not just stand up, but really be smart about what we're saying here. Like the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry is killing people for real. Mm-hmm. We know that. So if we go back and we take a look, it's not just medicinal wise, it's every form, even the coagulation. If they used a hemp oil in other drugs that they were performing with, it would change the dynamic and it would stop killing people. Mm-hmm.
You sure would.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you think about paper, plastic, your home, almost every material that is not decomposing on the planet right now can be made out of hemp and be biodegradable. Almost every one.
No, this is true, too. But this particular organization that Daniel mentioned, have you ever heard of it before?
I don't think I have. I think maybe him and I, maybe he mentioned it to me before, but no, I'm not familiar with it here.
Well, neither am I, Daniel. So inform us here. What is this? What is it called again?
The name of the company is called CannaSense.
CannaSense. Okay.
Yeah, and I just had a landing page cleared with CannaSense today to make sure everything was legal and everything. So anybody listening, I would suggest first go to downloadedcontent.com. And at the top, you will see a tab that says CannaSense Total Wellness, okay? What you're going to find there is my personal testimony with this company. And let me preface it by saying I am not an employee of CannaSense. I am not a lawyer, and I am not a doctor. Thank God I'm not a lawyer. However, let me explain what this company is.
Ouch.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Sherry. But if you got a bar, you know.
But, so you're a human being and you're not demon possessed. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'll tell you guys what this company's done for me in a very short amount of time and what it can do for everybody listening right now, regardless of what state you live in. So I'll go ahead and give you my personal experience with the company and you can go from there. So here's what happened. These Liberty guys, these crazy Ron Paul Liberty-minded people out in California who've been really looking at prohibition for a lot of years, wanted to find a way to get around state legislatures in all 50 states to allow access for patients to get their medicine in whatever form they wish to partake, whether it be CBD oil or edibles or vaping or the flower itself. Okay, and they found three laws, essentially, that in this legal framework, it is 100% legal to become a medical marijuana patient. Okay, the first is obviously the Fourth Amendment, the Reciprocity Act, which essentially says that states have to adhere to the judicial proceedings and rulings of other states, even if your state's laws are different. Okay, so you have that. The second is the Compassionate Use Act of 1996, which is a California law, which basically says, in short, you can't stop somebody from getting access to their medicine, okay? And the third is the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, which take it or leave it or whatever, but it did give us this that allows CannaSense to operate the way that they do, which is telemedicine via the internet. is just as legal as if you got in your car or got in an airplane and flew to California or any other state where you can get a medical recommend from a licensed doctor for medical cannabis. Okay, so when I found out about this company, I checked them out, checked all the legal stuff out. Like I said, I'm not a lawyer, but I do know how to read the law. I'm really good at that stuff, and I defend myself in court when need be. And those three pieces of legislation are pretty much bulletproof. Okay, so here's what I did. I went to Cannasense.com, and I became a member, or a patient, rather. And when you go to Cannasense.com, and to become a member, you have to set up an appointment with your doctor from Presto Doctor in California. My doctor is Dr. Nagayan. He's a great guy. Cannasense recommends him, but you don't have to go with him. You fill out a very short questionnaire, which is, you know, why are you seeking relief with cannabis? Is it headaches, insomnia? You have trouble, you know, digesting food? Is it something more severe like PTSD, anxiety, COPD, cancer? What is it? Okay. You put that in. And then, of course, there's an audio-video test with your computer. So if you have a smartphone or a computer with audio-video capabilities like Skype, you're ready to go. You schedule your appointment, and keep in mind you're dealing with California time, so adjust accordingly. Okay. Schedule your appointment. There's only a one-time fee for your doctor's appointment, which is $69. But they take $4.20 and give it to a charity of your choice. Okay. One is for veterans assistance, hospital assistance, legal defense, children's research. When you have your appointment, it's like a Skype interview. You'll talk to your doctor, and then he'll you know, give you a recommend on what your dosage should be. As soon as you are done with your appointment, you get a medical marijuana ID card in your email with your doctor's seal, his license number, all that, so you can print it out and use it right away. The next business day, you will get your membership, your medical marijuana ID card, the hard copy, in the mail with a hard copy of your recommend, which every state has to obey. So after you do that, after you become a patient, what you want to do is you want to go to Cannasense and click on become a patient, a caregiver, or a member. I recommend member, but you can start off as a patient as you like. It's very self-explanatory. All the links are on downloadedcontent.com at that Total Wellness tab. You'll upload a picture ID. You'll upload the recommend that you got from your doctor. And then once you do that, you will be added into a cannabis collective, and you get access to Cannasense's apothecary, where you can purchase your medicine from the privacy of your own home in whichever strain you prefer. I like the Jordan Page strain, which is a very up type of strain. Gets you very motivated. Or, you know, I also do Superman's Healer, or Kryptonite Killer, I think it's called. You can, you know, pick and choose. They ship it directly to your house in a discreet package, in an RX package. So, you know, if you don't want your neighbors or anybody or your mailman knowing that you're a medical marijuana user, you know, it's complete privacy. And essentially, that's it. You have your medical ID card, which is legal in all 50 states. It's shipped directly to your home. And it is absolutely fantastic. I mean, it is absolutely fantastic. And so as soon as – go ahead.
Well, you know, a couple of things come to mind here. Mm-hmm. One, we're in the process right now allegedly of repealing the Affordable Care Act, which might knock out one of the linchpins here in the legislation. Mm-hmm. That's one problem. The next thing is – that I've seen where there's been attempts to do stuff like this before, and I'm wondering about, you know, look, I'm not a lawyer either. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not somebody that fully understands all of the legal consequences to this, mm-hmm. so I'm not telling anybody mm-hmm. that I would endorse this right away, that's for sure. I would tell them to look into it for themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, and to examine for themselves and also study your laws and things like that. Because, look, just because you can get something in the mail doesn't mean that it, you know, you couldn't have a prosecutable problem locally.
Let me address that.
Mm-hmm.
In the time that the company has been founded, there has not been one single solitary instance of any legal interaction or infraction. And if there is, as a patient and member of CannaSense, because it is an army of lawyers, you have a legal defense team that is already paid for from just by becoming a member that will fly anywhere in the 50 states to defend you, and you will become a wealthy person by the time they're done. Okay? Now, I'll tell you a personal story. So I'm on probation. Most of us are, you know. And today I go to visit my probation officer. And before I go in, there's a young guy who puts up on his social media that, you know, he's smoking cannabis or whatever. And about 5 minutes later, you know, because the probation office is connected to the sheriff's department, two sheriffs come in and arrest the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, I go in and make my probation officer a patient of CannaSense because they have my medical ID card on record, and they also have my doctor's recommend on record, and they thought that it was just the most fantastic thing ever. That for me, you know, I discussed it with my probation officer ahead of time and said, look, it's, you know, I got a doctor's, you know, they had absolutely no problem with it. They were excited for me. And you know, what I'm saying is that's what happened to me. There was a guy who didn't have his medical card and he got arrested for cannabis today. And then I go and, you know, I literally have a prescription that says smoke it every day and I don't go to jail. So that's just a personal experience I had today, just today.
Mm. Okay. So
there's that. But like I said, CannaSense, if you go to their website, they have the full legal statement and everything that you need to do your research. So, you know, I understand people are concerned about it, but and I'm not speaking for CannaSense. I'm not an employee or anything like that. I do sponsor people into their program, but that's me on a one-on-one basis. They will defend you. But here's the thing. No judge wants to see this framework at all. No judge in any of the states where it's criminalized wants this to go to open court because it is a bulletproof defense, for one. But like I said, since the foundation of the company, which has grown by, I think, 20% every month, no one has been moved against by any state.
Well, how long has the company been around, to your knowledge?
20 months. 20 months. As far as the Obamacare being repealed, even if it is repealed, the telemedicine, section or subsection, is not going to go away. I don't know the full details on that, but the ability to see a doctor in other states via the internet is not going to go anywhere when Obamacare or if Obamacare is repealed. So that's not really going to change that aspect of it.
Well, no, I feel hopeful with what you're talking about. It's just that I want to show some caution here because I think at all times we need to be very careful. It's only existed for 20 months. It has not been tested in court yet, if I understand this correctly. So, you know, that being the case does not mean that there might not be a problem here. And I always, always want to advise people to be cautious about this kind of thing. So I say examine it for yourself. It is interesting and it makes a lot of sense. And you and I have had discussions where, you know, look, just based on the First Amendment, mm-hmm. why are we having this discussion regarding cannabis? Mm-hmm. You know, if the Constitution is the supreme law of the land here in the alleged United States, why are we having this discussion about this anyway? If, you know, you can verify that it is for spiritual use, where is the problem? But people have tried that and have wound up in some pretty bad spots. You know, this is a little different, I see, because it goes after slightly different pillars, let's say, in the laws. But always, I never, ever would endorse anything as a silver bullet right away. You know, personally, this is my view. I mean, you're telling me that it looks this way and I get it and that's cool. And I hope you're right. But, you know, a lot of these things, you know, something doesn't go wrong until it goes wrong. You know what I mean? So I just, just show caution. That's all I got to say about it. And, you know, Sherry has an understanding of maybe not necessarily these particular aspects of the law, but more experience with legal things than I do, for sure. Have you been, you know, what do you think about all this?
Well, I actually do consult with dispensaries, and one of the dispensaries that I'm consulting with is getting ready to go public, and there's a lot of issues with, you know, people being concerned about the federal government and about the rules and this and that. And what it comes down to, and what I'm basing everything on, which, you know, I haven't really had to do anything with it yet. So for me to say, oh, yeah, this is the way, would be a lie. I don't know yet. But if it does come down to, you know, the feds coming in, I'm going to play the mafia card, because they've been collecting huge amounts of money off of this, and so has the state. And so if they come in, they would also have to come in after the entire state, and because of the revenue collection, and then they would also have to somehow justify the consumption of millions of dollars by themselves. I just don't see it happening. I think that that's, it's just probably, it's a battle that they would not win. And so they're better off just sucking up the money. They're taking already almost, 54% in the state of Colorado goes into taxes. So, you know, the state is making millions and millions, and the feds are eating it up as well.
Oh, yeah, but bare bones on this organization, what we know just, you know, from what Daniel described so far.
People are doing it everywhere. They're doing it everywhere now. You can actually have it delivered to you in California now.
Mm.
Like a pizza.
Yeah, no, I get that. But what I'm saying is, in a place, see, okay, in Georgia, this is still a criminal problem, right?
Oh, well, you may be a forefront. I mean, I don't think that they'll come after you necessarily, but I wouldn't be waving any flags until there's more involved in it, until the laws do come into play there, because you may be a forefront. You may be somebody that can get more people involved, get more understanding, and, you know, more education. The more you educate people, the more they're going to see that this is the right way to go. So, but I would be cautious, Daniel, about, you know, I think you're going the right way about it with your parole officers and all that, but I wouldn't be smearing anything, you know, or trying to rub it too hard, because they still have legislation that can...
Oh, sure, but this is what I'm rubbing, okay? Are people going to be using it for recreation? Sure, of course they are. Here's the deal. I got a 74-year-old mom with end-stage COPD, okay? Let me tell you something. I'll wave any flag I got to wave to get her capsules, okay? I'll take that risk. I got six people already that have come to me asking me to sponsor them for their kids with autism. I'll wave the flag. All right.
Maybe you're right. I mean, you know, if you're going to go in that direction, maybe that is how you go. I just would be, because of, and maybe this is out of my own ignorance, so, you know, feel free to, Georgia has a lot of rednecks.
Georgia will probably be the last state to decriminalize it, but let me preface this. In this program, okay, when you become a patient, you are becoming a California patient. Not a patient in your state, not a patient in the state of Georgia, okay? It's all predicated, as I just got a message from somebody who's actually sponsored me, it's all predicated on the California Compassionate Use Act of 1996. When you see this doctor via the internet in California, you're becoming a patient of California, not of Georgia or your particular state.
Okay, now here's where I'm going to just devil's advocate this sucker right on out. I've seen people get arrested in other states for having possession of something that is not legal for them to have possession of it physically in that state. For instance, we saw people getting arrested in Pennsylvania for having guns that they were legally allowed to have in New Jersey. Saw this myself, right?
Okay.
Because the weapon is not legal in the state of Pennsylvania, or vice versa. Both things happened each way, okay? Let's just say in some states, you know, a semi-automatic weapon is available to you still, okay? In others, it's not. You have that weapon in a state where it's not, even though you're fully licensed, fully registered with a whole other state, because you have possession of it in their territory, in their jurisdiction. This is prosecutable, okay? So I'm wondering if the same type of problem could arise here. Well, that's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to, you know, shoot it to pieces. I'm just trying to say that this is one. I mean, and look, anybody who's thinking about this logically, you know, and is going to be a bit cautious is going to take the time to ask a question like that, don't you think?
Yeah, and this is a conversation I had with my probation officer today. She, you know, and this is common amongst anybody who's probably listening to your show. You don't win with the police on the side of the road anyway. They're idiots for the most part. Not all. They don't know the law. Okay?
Right.
You can go to jail for the weekend or for however long for having slick tires on your car just as quick as having cannabis.
True.
Okay? But I'll tell you what, if I go to jail for having slick tires, I'm going to be a little bit more chill knowing that I have access to my medicine or it's at least in my system, you know, than not. So, you know, you can get arrested for walking your dog in a public park 10 minutes after curfew in Warner Robins, okay? I know mm-hmm. that because I have been arrested for that.
Right.
So, oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. That's one of the first stories he told on my show, actually, I think.
Yeah, I got arrested.
That's somewhat horrifying. I mean, so heaven forbid you leave a poop. Lord.
Yeah. So,
oh, no, it wasn't even that. No. It was just that he was there, and it was 10 minutes past.
Oh, you're not allowed to even be there, period?
No,
10 minutes past the curfew.
No. You are Daniel Lewis Crumpton and his dog Hannibal aren't, because I'm a political activist, okay?
Wow. Mm.
So, but, I mean, me and the probation officer were discussing this today, and she used to be a police officer, and she said, you and I both know they don't know the law. They do not know the law. You don't
know them.
They
don't have to.
No. So you can get arrested for anything. So we being a little bit more worried about getting access to medicine. I mean, look, if I went in and I had been prescribed legal cocaine, you know, hydrocodone painkillers and took a piss test, it'd be fine, right? It's a prescription on the books. So when I piss, it's going to come out. So the only difference here is that a doctor has prescribed me cannabis.
Well, have you guys heard about, or I don't know, maybe everybody on the planet but me knows about this. So if it's old news, just let me know. Xanax. These kids are taking it, and it's blacking them out for long periods of time, but they're not, like, passing out or whatever. They're, like, committing crimes. They're doing crazy crap, robbing people, walking into stores, not, like, robbing at gunpoint or anything, but just, like, walking into 7-Eleven, filling their pockets, filling their jackets, walking out, beating people up, getting into fight. I mean, just horrific stuff, and then don't remember it at all the next day.
Yeah, that's been going on for about 15 years. And also the sleep aid Ambien, mm-hmm. same thing.
Are you freaking kidding? Like I was no. so when some kid told me, I he was telling me the story, and I was like, oh my God! Like I expected it to be like, I don't know, some drug I'd never heard of. You know what I mean? Like some new street something, you know, that has a bunch of Drano in it or whatever. No. It's a prescription that he gets from his fucking doctor every month.
Well, yeah, and look, I had a discussion with somebody on a Facebook Live thing where I explained to them that as far as these kids, you know, he was saying to me still, well, you know, marijuana still seems to be a gateway drug. I said, not anymore, man. You're living in the past. I said, you know, the reality is the gateway is whatever the hell's in the medicine cabinet mm-hmm. because there's so many drugs laying around and they're being prescribed so many drugs. You know, take a look at the components for ADHD medicine. They're basically amphetamines. They're methamphetamine components is what they're taking.
The other kids are taking them. The other kids, when kids are prescribed this stuff, the other kids cut it up and snort it.
Mm-hmm. That started
like I couldn't believe it. And these pharma parties that I know I've talked about before, but it's just, I guess the thing is, and maybe I was just, you know, I did drugs and I did a lot of different things, but we didn't have the same access
Well, no, because look, grandma nowadays has a medicine cabinet filled with 50 things, okay? Mom has a medicine cabinet filled with 25 things. Their little brothers and little sisters have 5-6 medications. There is a virtual pharmacy in most American homes if they have some sort of medical insurance.
Yeah.
And the big pharma companies push all sorts of stuff, and I'm telling you now, people don't dispose of it properly. These things are laying around everywhere, and they're constantly getting picked and lifted. And, you know, look, people talk about the prescription painkillers, but all these kinds of drugs, it's interesting. Stuff for anxiety, stuff for, like I said, ADHD, et cetera, all of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, when you're talking about the gateway drug, the gateway is your freaking medicine cabinet, folks.
Yeah, sure.
Or even like somebody else told me that these kids, there's a certain kind, and I wish I could remember the name of it, but there's a certain kind of cough syrup that they drink.
Robitussin.
Oh my. Yeah, and they call it something. Like they drink it to get messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we were doing that in the late 90s.
Oh my God.
If you take enough of it, and even the NyQuil caplets used to come with it. You take enough of it, you get kind of a psychedelic experience out of it.
That's what these kids were telling me. They were like, oh, yeah, and then they do something else where I wish I could remember these names. I'm, like, retarded when it comes to that. But it was like some kind of mix that they do with it. They take it and they mix it with some kind of alcohol or some kind of something and shoot it.
Jesus.
I'm thinking to myself, are you, like, that? Couldn't that shut down your liver? I mean, like.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff they're doing. That you take Vicodin and you mix it with a kind of alcohol. It creates a certain effect when you shoot it. Same deal. A lot of these kids are snorting, actually, mixtures of all kinds of stuff. At one point, and also animal tranquilizers are useful, by the way.
I just heard of that, too. The horse tranquilizers.
A cat tranquilizer, too. The Special K, that's exactly what it was. Sherry, you got to talk to me if you want a drug education. I'm sorry.
I thought I knew about stuff, but I don't. Like, I'm so out of it. I was such a hippie. I mean, I did drugs, but I did things like...
Nah, see, you guys are such lightweights, man. I was at Walmart doing whippets yesterday.
Oh, my God! What does that mean?
Don't tell me about that. Listen, man, I used to get the stolen stuff straight medical grade from the dentist. And we'd sit there with a wrench. You want to talk about a whippet, brother?
But my sponsor's dinging me like a mammoth. He did want me to cap it off with it's better, as far as the legal thing goes, it's better to have an affirmative defense than no defense at all. And
now, this is true. This is true. Okay. And as you were saying before, to get back on track, because we could diverge into a drug conversation if you want to. And believe me, I can hold that show together for hours. But look, going back to the subject where, I get the point that you might lose with the cop who's arresting you, but what you're saying is in 20 months they have not had a prosecution that's gone through.
No, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not speaking for the company, but they're kind of waiting and chomping at the bit the impression that I get. They're waiting for it to happen. It's something that they would like to do, but it hasn't happened because it is a bulletproof legal defense framework. It's within the law. It's within, you know, I'm reading the Kabbalion right now, and it's talking about the different planes of reciprocity and whatever. And it says you have to use the law against the law. And that's what CannaSense is doing. The people that introduced me and sponsored me into it are pretty well known in the political circles and in the governmental circles in Georgia. And, you know, it, because of their reputation, that's why I'm not mentioning any names, because privacy. But they, you know, some of them have passed the bar. They are attorneys. Some of them are, you know, in other capacities. And they are just as enthusiastic about it as I am, which is why I'm so enthusiastic about it. And, you know, me being a writer and doing podcasts and stuff, I was like, I got to tell everybody about this, because within less than a week, you know, I am good to go, man. I got my medical card. I'm legally squared away. I haven't had any trouble whatsoever. I mean, you don't want to be carrying like a brick of cannabis on you. That's silly. But if it's your medicine, I mean, I'm actually going to be having like Tupperware parties at the house for CannaSense and inviting people. I've put flyers up all over Warner Robins, passed them out to police officers, you know. Because there's a lot of the older police officers, they don't want to be messing with this stuff, man. They don't want to be locking young kids up in the Perry Detention Center for a plant if they don't have to. They know what the deal is, you know. But, I mean, you could – if you come across an asshole cop, he's going to arrest you for looking at him the wrong way. So, you know, if that does happen, you have a legal defense team there for you. So, you know, and I've always went by the First Amendment, which is my spirituality demands that I partake of cannabis. But that really didn't settle in the minds of a lot of people here in Georgia because, one, they're not prepared to represent themselves in court. And, two, they can't connect politics with spirituality.
That's been legally tried, though, throughout the country and failed in a lot of places. Let's be honest. I don't see why it failed. But it did. Okay. There was most famously even a church. There was a couple of churches even that were established based on that principle. And they went sideways, man. You know, and you would think that's the end of it. That's the simplest explanation. And yet it didn't work. So that's why I'm a little leery here of this, to be honest with you, because, again, it has the precedent has not been set. If this had gone to court already,
let me ask you a question. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you, if would you be this hesitant? And this is going to speak to the nature of who we are as Americans. If you went to a doctor and got a prescription for hydrocodone, would you be as concerned?
Well, actually, I would be more concerned with that because of my experience. Honestly, I'm thinking to myself, I want to try this personally. Mm-hmm. But as far as advising somebody else, I hesitate. Okay?
Well, I'm not. I'm not going
to. No, I get that. But I'm just presenting the other point of view here where, listen, I'm on your side. It's just that I show some caution here when it comes to advising anybody else about it.
Sure.
Right. And I think that's the responsible thing to do. If this had already gone to court, though, and at least someone had been adjudicated, you know, and it was dismissed, it was thrown out because of what was presented, I'd feel a lot better.
It's not going to be because it'll set a precedent. The minute that, and hey, you know, I even in discussions with people from CannaSense, I said, you know, I'll be the monkey on the chopping block. If that's what it takes to get it to court, but especially here in Georgia, knowing what's going on in Atlanta, no judge, in my opinion, is going to let this go to court to set a precedent. They're not. They're just whatever. He's got a medical card. Leave him alone. Mm. They're just because you'll set a precedent in your state. So you know. But here's the thing. I mean, You're getting it discreetly. It is. Let's look at it as medicine. You're getting it discreetly shipped to your home. You know, you don't have to be like me. You don't have to go out and rub it in the faces of other people because at the end of the day, dude, I know what it's like to lay in bed and have muscle spasm and flashbacks from PTSD and not get any sleep. I know what the horror of that is like. And I didn't even know this until I met with Dr. Nagayan. But, you know, he said, well, you probably have noticed since, you've been using medical marijuana that you're not having dreams because it stops REM sleep and takes you to another brain wave of sleep. And I said, you know, I did not even think about that, but you're 100% correct. So, you know, are people going to be using it for recreation? I don't even see a problem with that. Okay, but that's not really my primary concern.
My
primary concern is right now there are people listening who, if we made a loud noise, would go and get their gun and check all the locks on their door, and they need help now. They need it right now. And so I, since I have went through this, become a patient and a full member, I can only testify to what it's doing for me and for my mom, too, you know, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. And it's, like I said, it's using the law against the law, you know.
Well, no, look, in principle, I absolutely agree with you all the way around. And quite honestly, even if you have to break the law in order to make your life livable, you know, then that's what it is. All right. But I'm just saying that I don't feel comfortable signing off on this without looking into it and without seeing exactly what this means and what this could mean to the individual before, you know, before I would advise somebody else to get involved in it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, I also want to tell people this, too. This is covered under HIPAA. Okay, so anything that you say to your doctor is confidential and all of that. And when you do order from the apothecary, there is no red flag on your credit card statement or anything like that. So you're not going to go into any database. The only people who are going to know that you're a medical marijuana user is you, your doctor, and whoever you decide to tell. Other than that, if I don't go out and smoke, you know, or anything like that, or vape or whatever. But unless you've got a warrant to enter my home, you're not coming in. And if you do, you're going to find a prescription for medical marijuana and a medical ID card in the state of California that says I can have it. So
yeah, but see, the DEA does go ahead and check through pharmacy records of all kinds. And they do it constantly. Regardless of HIPAA laws and all that, that's something that happens. This is how people get busted doctor shopping, honestly. You know, because something just comes up and they're using the standard, you know, CVS and Walgreens and whatever, you know, wherever it is where you are. Mm-hmm. This happens all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and to me, it seems ridiculous. It shouldn't even be regulated like that because it's a plant.
Yeah.
It's a plant. I don't understand this to begin with. But if this is the way to go about it, I mean, I'm more than happy to hear it. And I definitely want to look into this some more, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just one of these things where, like I said, I just can't jump right on board with it personally. Because it just seems like, you know, you gotta look at, and you know what? You should always look at everything before you get into it. A lot of things seem like you have the silver bullet, so to speak. And I'm not saying you, Daniel. I'm saying a lot of people will come out and tell you, look, I've got the way to do this. And mm-hmm. it turns out that it gets tested in a court and it gets, you know, it gets people into some issues that they don't want to get involved in. So I always say, you know, use due diligence with examining what it is you're getting involved in. Personally, you know, if I was raising my older son right now, I wouldn't give a damn anyway about the laws, and I'd go get him what he needed.
Well, to also concern to put at ease, my sponsor just sent me a message. He's looking out for me. The medical marijuana isn't on the register because it's not a controlled substance, nor is it FDA approved. So there's that to alleviate that. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Look into everything, but certainly look into this. And like I said, go to downloadedcontent.com and click on the Canisense Total Wellness. Read my testimony, and on there is all the links to the legal stuff at Canisense. You know, and it's all there. I mean, the all the legalities that you would need to do the research on is there for you. But I will say this: there is also a contact form on that page. If anyone out there listening does want me to sponsor them, because I will sponsor you, please, if you have any trouble going through the process of setting up your doctor's appointment, any questions, just fill out that contact form. It'll shoot straight to an email that I have. I will get with you. Actually, when I put the promo out tonight for this, I got a flood of friend requests right before coming on the air. I will do everything and anything I can to walk you guys through the process that I went through. You know, yeah, do the research. I'll send you all the research, you know, that you need to see to feel comfortable with it. And it'll ask you, whenever you do become a member, it'll ask you who sponsors you. You know, so you want to put Daniel Lewis Crumpton or my number 663, so I'm two-thirds evil, right? So, okay. But all the links are there. Yeah, do your research first. Like I said on that page, I said, you know, first get educated and then join and then get medicated, you know. So, yeah. But I'm going to tell you, I'm speaking from and like I said, they're not paying me to say anything, but I am passionate, especially being in Warner Robins in a military town where you got so many people with PTSD, so many people with anxiety and depression, that this is something that I really, really believe in. And
well, I'll tell you what. How about this? I went over to downloadedcontent.com just now. I see a graphic in the sidebar, which I was able to click on, which allows you to go to this thing where you can apply. Mm-hmm. I'll do you one better, though. Look, I've got the PTSD issue personally. Mm-hmm. All right. I've got you know that I suffer from constant migraine headaches. Mm-hmm. You know that actually I think I've described my visual problem with you. There's a high pressure level in my eye sockets, literally, which all the time gets me false positives for the disease. I forget what it is. Glaucoma, excuse me. Mm-hmm. For glaucoma, whenever I go to an eye doctor, and then when they do the second test, they discover that it's not glaucoma, it's just high pressure. You combine all these things. I've got plenty of medical reason to pursue this. How about this? We'll pursue this on a later show.
Okay.
And I'll go through the process with you, and you can sponsor me. How about that?
I would be more than happy to sponsor you any day and twice on Sunday, and anybody listening, I will sponsor.
Oh, absolutely, but I'm saying, you know what? Let's put this to the test. How about that? You can't ask for better than that, I figure, if we're going to discuss it. What do you think, Sherry?
I personally think that it's the way to go. But I think that there's nothing wrong with, you know, really checking things out and making sure that you're not signing up for, you know, a hanging kind of thing.
Well, yeah, of course. Like I said, due diligence at all times. Never sign up for anything unless you understand it fully. You know, do your best. I mean, you know, you can't avoid the birth certificate and all, but you know, do your best to figure out what it is you're signing up for. But I think this would be a way to go, and it makes sense. Okay.
I'm going to tell you, it's been a godsend. When you become a full member, which I really do advocate, if you become a patient, you have to renew your medical ID card every year. If you become a full member, you're a lifetime member. And you get a lot of cool perks, and you get a huge discount in the apothecary, okay? But with the membership is $420, which sounds like a lot. However, you get a welcome kit where you can choose $320, I believe it is. It might be just $300 worth of medicine. So basically, for $100, essentially, you become a lifetime member. And then you get $300 worth of the medicine in any form you choose. If you want to vape, if you want to use the oils, if you want to use the edibles, if you want to use the capsules, you'll get that in the mail with your lifetime membership. And it's just, to me, when I found out about it, I thanked my sponsor up, down, left, and right. I said, this is the miracle that we've been waiting for in backwoods states like Georgia, where these cats up in the Capitol are just trying to figure out how they can make some money off of it when there's people who need it right now. You know, they need it right now. So, yeah, guys, anybody listening, man, go to Downloaded Content, click on that stuff, read my testimony, and then get educated, look into the law yourself, and then join, and then tell somebody else about it, because that is what this company is really about. The company is about spreading it like a wildfire in all 50 states to get people healed.
Well, there you go. Daniel Lewis Crumpton joined us here in the second hour. Albert Lanier, and of course my co-host Sherry Wisdom, the host of Elemental Evolution. Go to downloadcontent.com, check out the information we talked about tonight, and the other stuff that Daniel does over there. There's a podcast, like I said. Some of Daniel's writing is there at the moment. There's a lot of things over there at Downloaded Content. Also go to ocelli.com. That is changing as we go forward, and I do appreciate all you guys stopping in and taking the time to talk to me tonight, and you people for listening. The Ocelli Effect is done. I'll be back tomorrow night with Carmine Sabastano and Larry Hancock, and we're going to give you a 101 on something that we always talk about. Anyway, take care and be well.
Smoke weed.
All clear.
Daniel, did you say smoke weed at the end?
Smoke weed every day.
I thought I heard that.
Download content podcast. Download content.com.